Many people feel frustrated because they struggle to hear the still small voice within. Unfortunately, whenever we struggle, we block our communication links. We must relax and let go to hear God better. Once you become comfortable with the methods of hearing your inner voice, your divine guidance will come to you naturally. As children, we were naturally aware of our contact with God and the angels. We are all born in a state of openness and innocence. Many times, though, we shut down our connectedness because of fear. Yet we can always reopen ourselves the moment we let go of that fear. A little 2-year-old girl named Anahita asked her father, who is an acquaintance of mine, "Daddy, where is God?" He smiled as he explained that God was within her. A little while later, he noticed his daughter sitting on the sofa talking to herself. "What are you doing?" he asked. "I'm talking to God," she replied. "You said that God was inside me, so I'm talking to him." How many adults would have the trust to sit and simply have conversations with God? Can we practice this open-mindedness and know that divine communication is as natural for us as it is for a child? No question or challenge is too big or too trivial in God's eyes. When we are willing to consult divine guidance about everything, we are freed to let go and enjoy living. We leave the driving to God with the knowledge that He provides for all of our needs through this process. Whether we're asking for help with home, marriage, finances, or health, or we just want angels to guide us to a parking space, divine guidance is continuously available. Think of it as a 24-hour helpline that never has a busy signal and never puts you on hold. Divine guidance is the source of infallible advice. The true you, whom God created, receives divine guidance clearly. But there's also a false you in your life. This false self, also known as the ego or lower self, is riddled with fear. It fears everything and everyone, including God. It gives you guidance based on its fears, and this false guidance always wastes time, money, and energy, and it always leads to problems and pain. Lower self guidance.